Welcome everybody. Vat Nam. We are here in July. And I actually have to look at my calendar to see what day it is. I think it's the 10th. July. Let's see. July 10th. Okay. Yes, July 10th, 2012. And what we're talking about as a pivotal piece of the puzzle that we're working with is how to free ourselves from 3D conditioning, 3D programming, so we're freed up to experience ourselves living from, having a perspective from other dimensions, other densities, so we can actually experience the multidimensional beings that we are. And not only experience that, but enjoy how to create from those dimensions so that our life becomes filled with synchronicity and heart opening and expanding joyous experiences. And as we said a moment ago, the message we got from the Master at the beginning of the call was, breathe into your heart chakra, long deep breathing, open your palms so your palms are open, and allow the presence of the Master to work with you now and during the week, as you like, to help break up, as we started last week, the emotional chaos or the limiting 3D patterning, since we were born into a world that was surrounded us with 3D thinking patterns and 3D institutions and schools and everything, that everybody that's on the planet at this time, unless they're brand new babies or something, but adults, have, to greater and lesser degree, we have had these programs installed, so to speak, and now is the time to let go of limiting programs so we can access our fully integrated, multidimensional beings. And the theme of the call for today is Chiron, a new home for the soul, which is what we're really talking about. We're talking about how we can actually create more of an embodiment for our soul, so we actually experience, as the phrase goes, more deeply, spiritual beings having a human experience, so that our soul is directing us. And as we release these limiting thoughts and beliefs about who we've been conditioned to be, it creates more room for our soul, more parts of our soul, to be embodied, to be seen, to guide and direct us. And this has to do with the astrology that we're experiencing right now. We talked last week, we're in Cancer, the feeling, sensitive, watery sign, and we have Chiron squaring Neptune and the moon's nodes. Okay, what does this mean? Chiron is very simply often referred to as the wounded healer, where it shows up in your life, in your charts, or those places where you may have experienced some kind of wounding that you get to work through, and then you get the gift from the garbage, and you get the expansion, and you get the lesson. Well, we've got, at this time, this square with Chiron and Neptune. Neptune, which is the planet that rules Pisces, the 12th house, which is moving into a spiritual or an expanded awareness. So, squaring the moon's nodes, the north and south node. The south is where we've been, what we've come through in your chart, it's often your past lives, and the north node is where we're going, the new. So this square says it's time to dream new dreams. It's time to dream big dreams, and the dreams that we're dreaming get to be dreams that connect us with an expanded or spiritual or liberated nature. So as we've been talking about this 26,000-year cycle, this is the moment of bursting free from what we experience to be limitations. And an experience, an interesting experience of this Chiron influence, it's kind of interesting. It's very recently, like last week or the week before last, a few days ago, not very long ago, I live right outside of San Diego. I mean, literally, the downtown is right across the bay. And there's a two-mile bridge that connects downtown San Diego with where I live, Coronado Island. And what we had very recently, which we found out one day when we're trying to drive home and the bridge is closed for hours and hours at a time, there was literally three people that attempted suicide by jumping off the bridge. And if you do jump, it's pretty far up, so the water's not friendly when you hit it. So one person did succeed, and two people they talked down. And this is kind of graphic, and I don't mean to be talking about something that's not very fun to talk about, but I think it's really important to note that that Chiron, when it starts hitting us, can make us feel very restricted or imprisoned in 3D, but it's only noticing our conditioning that makes us feel that way. So if you notice that you or people around you may be having these waves or feeling of constriction, like the feeling that, hey, let me out of here, that's the Chiron influence. And so we're going to put some words on it so we can all understand, and we can help others understand that this restrictive feeling of let me out of here, which could be the feeling of feeling trapped in the physical body and unable to work through whatever issues are showing up, is what the Chiron Neptune is saying. It's time to stop orienting your identity around the third dimension. So the first symptom of noticing this astrological configuration is maybe, where's the tightness in my body? Where are the thought forms? Where am I not flowing with the world around me? Where am I not interfacing in a healthy way with my heart chakra, with my friends, with my family, with my job? However it shows up for you. So it's important to realize that Chiron with the Chiron Neptune influence with the moon, the square with the moon's nodes, and Cancer is ruled by the moon, it could bring up some intense feelings of restriction, some intense feelings of depression. So just to know what that is, and you can breathe, when you're feeling influences like this, know that the antidote that we've been shown in this moment is to breathe into that, open your heart chakra, roll your shoulders up and back, lift up on the diaphragm, pull your head back, put sitting on top of your spine, open your palms, and ask the Master to help you break up these patterns, these imprints, this programming. So this is a really important aspect that we're going through right now in this June period, this warm summer period, this June to July, this summer, June, July, August period. So we've got Cancer, June, July moving. We'll move into the Leo energy in a little while, the end of July. So we've got these three major aspects affecting us that we've been talking about, which are the Pluto Capricorn, and we've got the Neptune Pisces and the Uranus Aries. So we've got those planets configured with those energies. So we're Pluto and Capricorn, we're breaking through from the deepest depths of our subconscious. How are we going to bring through things onto the Earth? Capricorn's an Earth sign. What are the new structures that fit the new consciousness? And the Uranus Aries, how are we going to be leaders in bringing through the innovative changes? So it's about getting into our own leadership roles for bringing through the new. And then the Neptune and Pisces, of course, that's what we've been talking about. How can we spiritualize matter? what's the alchemy for ourselves and bringing spirit back onto the planet so we can live in spiritual harmony with the Mother. And these are the aspects that we must integrate in ourselves and with the planet to be able to move into these ascension frequencies with the planet. The planet is moving and so are we. So we want to make sure that we've got that alignment, and we know maybe in those moments where we're wondering what's happening, we can know how to move forward. And the other suggestion from the Master right now is, as you deep breathe and open your heart, he's also suggesting doing pranayama, just paying attention to your breath, and then the alternate right breathing through your right nostril, breathing through your left nostril, alternate nostril breathing, which balances the right and left hemispheres of the brain. So the Master is also saying that when you feel pulled too much in one way or the other and you feel that imbalance, that he's saying remember to balance the hemispheres of your brain, because that's really important as we're receiving these high frequency energies, like in the form of solar flares. Maybe there's what's drying up the corn crop and everything, the high heat. He's saying part of the intensity is that we're basically going from our carbon to the crystalline frequency, and our brain needs to be balanced so that the new frequencies can be put into our body, so the DNA can be newly encoded. He's saying if we're too much in our left brain or too much in our right brain, or don't feel centered, that it's going to be difficult to get that DNA upgrade, so to speak. So that's a really important piece of information from the Master right now. So yes, last week we were releasing emotional chaos. So you can just breathe into and feeling your congruence with these frequencies in this moment, because right now the Master, he's saying thank you. He's connecting the right and left brains of people. That's what I'm seeing. He's putting out that, I don't know, connector frequency. So I'm actually experiencing this activation as soothing. It's sort of elevating and soothing, and I'm feeling my third eye connecting with my brain more and my glandular system. So they're saying that this DNA upgrade, that's the activation that can happen with us, and it's happening right now, that requires this. Our right and left brains to be communicating with each other, the corpus callosum to be activated. And we activate the right-left brain balance through alternate nostril breathing and also through focusing on our third eye and bringing that balance into the bodies by breathing and wiggling our toes and feeling the Mother. So those are some really important pieces here for this time of breaking out of 3D and opening up to these higher dimensions. And last week, with this Cancer watery influence, we started talking more about the different feeling states. So we have, I want to briefly talk for a moment about, Yogi Bhajan talked about, we are becoming sensory humans. So as sensory humans, I want to give you a three-step, basically, system or process or easy way to pay attention how to communicate with yourself and with others during this time of breaking down 3D programming as we move into the experience of more and more sensory or telepathic communication with each other, with the world around us, with the Mother, with the plants. So this is the three easy step communication process that I came up with this week when I was working on communicating with basically my partner. It was really great. We got a lot of freedom from it. And then we'll talk a little bit more about what we were talking more about last week, about making the distinctions about what we're feeling in the different chakras so we know how to work with whatever situation it is that we're feeling in ourselves or our interface to the world around us. So, three easy steps to sanity. Okay, one, notice the words, I perceive. So we are sensory humans, and we're moving, as I said a minute ago, more and more into the experience of being sensory beings, which means that through our perceptual field of all of our senses, including our higher senses, and this means higher dimensions, it's, yes, our five senses plus our ability to perceive new dimensional frequencies, like we're talking about with the ability to perceive the astrological influences, the ability to perceive solar flares and how that's affecting us, the ability to perceive things coming through the nine dimensions into the tenth, into the Kundalini activation. So step one, I perceive. Notice what you're perceiving. It could be anxiety in your body. It could be some tension from people around you. There's lots of ways to talk about this, but step one, I perceive. And that's acknowledging that you are a sensory human. You are a sensory being. So however deeply you want to go into that, what your fingertips are feeling, maybe they're feeling some kind of electric connection with the field around you. Maybe they're feeling the electricity of the solar flares. So however deeply you want to get into that, step one, I perceive. Step two, now once we experience these perceptions from the world around us or inside our own bodies or that interaction thereof, then the mechanism that we have to do as humans to be able to make sense of the world that we live in is we put words on it. That's the inner dialogue. So step two is, I am telling myself. So we notice what words we're putting on the perceptual field. So we say specifically, I am telling myself. And then you fill in the phrase, I am telling myself. It could be, I'm telling myself that my partner is angry with me. So whatever it is, or it could be something that you're telling yourself about yourself. I mean, it could be something simple like, I'm telling myself I'm hungry, or I'm telling myself this person doesn't like me, or whatever it is. So you just notice what words you're putting on the perceptual field to make sense of reality so that you can interact and move forward with reality. And then step three, you ask yourself, is it true? Now, if this is an interaction with another person, as it was for me, then you ask, then you tell the other person these steps. I'm perceiving whatever it is, anxiety. I'm telling myself you're going to be angry at me if I do X. In this case with my partner, we were taking a walk together, and he wanted to go to a cafe and sit and read the Sunday paper, and I wanted to walk to the beach and feel the mother energy. Imagine that. So he was telling himself that if he didn't walk to the beach with me, that I was going to be angry with him. So that was our example, how this came about. And so then the next step is you ask yourself, if you're alone or if you're with someone else, you ask the person, is it true? And after he asked me that, it could have been true, but actually it wasn't. So I was very able to clearly say to him, no, it isn't true, and then he got a lot of relief, and we did end up kind of both going to the cafe together, and I got to drink chai, and we ended up talking, and he ended up not reading his paper, and it would have been fine if he did, but that's what happened. So we were able to get into harmony because we were able to communicate from a perceptual field and getting information about what was happening. So this is a really important aspect, as we have more access to other dimensions and we are getting more information, we are actually perceiving more. So it's really kind of fun just to practice this with a buddy or a friend or a partner, or if it's somebody close to you, you can practice with them. And my suggestion, because we worked with this methodology later is if it's somebody that's not familiar with the methodology, to go ahead and say, you know, something very simple like, hey, you know, I'm just wanting to run something by you for a couple minutes. Is that okay with you? So kind of warn them, and you can give them, you know, maybe as much information as you want to give them. You can say this is kind of a three-step process, you know, or however that shows up for you to communicate. But it's important to have very simple, I found that it is important to have very simple methods to work with the integration of these comings and goings and new frequencies of these higher dimensional states of being, so we become facile in moving through the fourth dimension, the fifth dimension, the sixth dimension, as we've been talking. Each dimension requires a different way of being. What worked in 3D no longer works, doesn't even exist in fourth, fifth dimension. In the dimension of the heart, in the fields of being, in the unified fields of these higher dimensions, we must be perceptual beings, as I said, to feel the world around us, to feel the consciousness of the field, to feel the consciousness of the mother, to feel the awareness of the beings with us, because we're all in a field together, and it is literally the field of dreams. It is like floating in water. So you move from more of a maybe clonk, clonk, clonk resistance, stuck in 3D, to more of a floating feeling that things are working for you in your life. And it's easier to communicate, but the communication is more of a flow, more of a watery feeling. And I was working with a beautiful client, actually, just yesterday. And young lady, she was talking about, you know, some certain 3D experiences and how they didn't make sense to her and what she needed to do. And what I really saw, she actually had a karma number of 3, which was interesting, is that her karmic imprint was that she was oriented to 3D conditioning, but I saw her more as a six-dimensional being, meaning that the sacred geometry said she was here to bring through new forms, and she's very expressive and likes dancing and songwriting and drama and things like that. So from her point of view, she needed to really just flip on its head the 3D conditioning and understand that when she was trying to evaluate her decisions and moving forward, and she was looking for a job and find the right job for her, she needed to look at things from a more fluid point of view instead of like, I have to. My parents told me I have to do this. My parents told me I have to get a job. She had said that there was a lot of agreements that she had made. So when I helped her understand the reframe, she just felt this tremendous relief and felt, you know, her heart open, and that she could understand how to interact with the world around her from a different place. So the higher densities do exist, and as we learn how to move with them, Cancer water sign, feel our feelings as part of being perceptual beings, now we're choosing to interact with that field. That's what consciousness is. It's learning how to interact with other fields of existence, the etheric field, the aliveness. The truth is we live in an alive universe. We live in an alive galaxy. So the more we become aware of the existence of the live field, the more that field can interact with us. So consciousness is an interaction, and we've been talking about that. But let's just go ahead and breathe into that for a minute. Yogi Bhajan asking everyone to take a breath. He says, let's breathe in. Okay, just open your heart and roll your shoulders and move your head from side to side. We started working with this last week. And exhale down to your feet and legs. And move your knees, wiggle your toes. Just feel that each breath is an interaction with life itself, that the field around us is feeding us. I actually have a yogi friend who came to one of our trainings that sent me a message on Facebook that he was a breatharian and that he could teach how to do that. Now that's a real interaction with other fields, that we can be fed directly the prana and be so filled, so filled, so full with prana that we don't even have to eat. And I was just hearing this, listening to the radio last night, Coast to Coast, George Norrie, kind of falling asleep. I just happened to hear one phrase that they were saying that, they were talking about a number of different items, but it is recorded that 8,000 children in China don't eat. They haven't eaten since they were babies. That just happened to be something they said on the radio last night. 8,000 known children in China are breatharians, and they were born that way. That's a powerful statement. So I'm not recommending that by this time next Tuesday you become a breatharian, but I am suggesting that the field of prana actually feeds and nourishes us as we interact, and we know this is a field of intelligence. It knows what we need, so as we listen, the field will tell us, well, if you drank more water today, felt a little bit more fluid and deep breathe, then I could be more present in your body, because the field actually wants to feel us, and we want to feel the field. So it'll tell us, just as if you're communicating with a partner, a friend, or a lover, the field will tell us what we need to do to be more tuned in to that level of consciousness, to that depth of interaction. So we are talking about intimacy with the field. Now there's one. So nobody around you has to be jealous because they don't even have to know what you're doing. But it's intimacy. Yeah, it's like the depth of allowing ourselves to be fluid with this field of consciousness, to be swimming in these supportive, nurturing energies. And that's what we have being given to us, imprinted into us, offered to us, shared with us, in this cancer period. And we do have a beautiful, I don't know how many, but I know we have one beautiful cancer on the line that's in South America. So we'll just hold her in our hearts, flowing to her destination very easily, and being supported by the field, as an example, to add an extra little boost, some booster fuel where needed. Some floating on the water. So now we have really moved into some ways to float more with this field. So we've got our three steps to sanity. Or we could say our three steps to truth. Okay, so once we get to, Yogi Bhajan wants me to talk a little bit more about that. So once we get to the third step of truth, that's where the power is. So when we ask, is it true, what matters is that we get a clear energy that we feel in our physical bodies. And this has to do with the Chiron energy that we're talking about, finding a home for our soul and our bodies. So once we can feel the power of the truth, because truth is powerful, until we feel in our bodies what the truth is, like I can feel that when I walk on the floor, it's solid and I'm not going to, you know, fall down a hole or something. I can see the wooden floor in front of me that I'm walking on. So once we can see, experience, perceive the truth in our bodies, then we can move forward with power. And a breakdown has happened in the 3D world, and that conditioning is there's been lots of cover-ups, right? Lots of cover-ups. The Watergate scandal, you know, whatever, these endless cover-ups. What's happening right now is the truth is coming out about all kinds of institutions and, you know, scandals on the planet. So once we can feel the power of the truth, now we can actually move forward. So if something happens and you feel powerless, notice the feeling of powerless makes us kind of want to leave our bodies and feel confused, like we don't know how to walk forward. We don't know what direction to move into. So it's the Sat Nam. So Yogi Bhajan's saying that the third, he's saying the third leading to the fourth step, or they're one and the same, is the Sat Nam. He's saying it's about getting to the Sat Nam, which of course we're familiar with that phrase. But he's talking more about pulling the power of the Sat Nam, the Nam, into physical existence with the thrust of the Chiron aspect right now. So we're working the stars, or the stars are working us, or we're playing, or we're noticing how to work with these frequencies that are being given to us at this time. So we did the first two chakras, different feelings that we might have to become more aware of the perceptual fields last week. And today, we're going to talk for a minute about the third chakra, which is Agni, or the fire, that when we feel this alchemy, so we have earth, first chakra, water, second chakra, and I like to say what happens when you get the ingredients of the cake, and we talked about this, and you mix the water and the flour and the eggs and everything, and you, what do you to actually get a cake? You have to put it in the oven. You have to take an action. So that's the third chakra. We combine fire, and we'll move into the Leo element later this month. So we can move forward. So once we are able to walk forward, because we've felt what the truth is, and now we have power back in our bodies, we get what? When we get this feeling, we get animated, expressive, powerful, proud. Think about rolling your shoulders up and back and standing straight. Proud, we get thrilled. Those are some of the feelings, perceptual feelings, that we can feel when we experience that truth in our bodies. And if we're not feeling that in our, that truth in our bodies, we might feel angry, disappointed, frustrated, helpless, or nervous. So those are some of the feelings that we might feel when we don't get what we desire. So today we're going to go ahead, as suggested by Yogi Bhajan. So he gave us the alternate nostril breathing to balance the size of our brains. We talked about the three-step process to truth. And he also suggested that we do the week chant, the Adi Shakti Mantra again this week. He liked our chanting of that last week. So it's Adi, which is the beginning, Adi Shakti, Adi Shakti, Shakti being the primal power. Namo Namo means I bring it into form. And we go ahead, we go through the stages. So Adi's beginning, and then it's the young girl, and the teenager, and then the Mata Shakti is the wise woman. I like that better than crone. You know, the thought of crone makes me feel old. But I like being the Mata Shakti. So then we, after we've gone through the stages, we become wise. We become the wisdom keepers. So we become Mata Shakti. So we're invoking the power of the divine feminine, and we're, right now, what we're working with is feeling the power of the divine feminine in our bodies. And again, that's an attribute of these higher dimensions that has sometimes been left out of the 3D patriarchy. So we're invoking that power with this chant at this time with the Master right here with us. Namo Namo Vishambhavati
Namo Namo Kundalini Bhagavata.
If anybody would like to comment or share something, you're welcome to do that before we complete for today. Anybody like to share? I'm wondering, I think we might have gotten, I think I got disconnected. Okay, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Satnam.
Satnam.
Oh, not everybody got disconnected. Good.
We're still here.
Oh, okay, great. Everybody just got...
Yeah,
we're
here.
Wasn't it? That was really deep, huh?
That was great.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Wow.
Thank you.
You have studied. It's really powerful. So, oh, yeah. And remember to, this week, inhale and palms up, open your hands, and Yogi Bhajan will be working with us all week. So I look forward to hear how your week is going. And anything else before we complete for today? It's also a good idea to maybe journal so we can, it would be good to share at the beginning of the call next week, even before we record it if you like. So you can share, and it's good to kind of, you know, be aware of all these energies. So, what do you think? Is that a good idea?
Yeah,
that's
a good idea.
Thank you.
Okay. Appreciate it. Hey, everybody. Satnam. Lots of love.
Satnam.
Hey,
Satnam.
Thank you.
I connect next week. Thank you.
Mm.
Yummies.
I love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.